brought to you by Penguin.
Blue Monday by Nikki French. Read by Beth Chalmers. To Edgar, Anna, Hadley and Molly. Nikki French is the pseudonym for the writing partnership of journalists Nikki Gerard and Sean French. The couple are married and live in Suffolk. There are 12 other best-selling novels by Nikki French. The Memory Game, The Safe House, Killing Me Softly, Beneath the Skin, The Red Room, Land of the Living, Secret Smile, Catch Me When I Fall, Losing You, Until It's Over, What to Do When Someone Dies, and Complicit, all published by Penguin. Blue Monday is the first thrilling instalment in the Frieda Klein series. 1987. In this city there were many ghosts. She had to take care. She avoided the cracks between the paving stones, skipping and jumping, her feet in their scuffed lace-up shoes, landing in the blank spaces. She was nimble at this hopscotch by now. She had done it every day on the way to school and back, ever since she could remember, first holding onto her mother's hand, dragging and jerking her as she leapt from one safe place to the next, and then on her own. Don't step on the cracks. Or what? She was probably too old for such a game now. Already 9, and in a few weeks' time she would be 10, just before the summer holidays began. Still, she played it, mostly out of habit, but also nervous about what might happen if she stopped. This bit was tricky. The paving was broken up into a jagged mosaic. She got across it, one toe pressing into the little island between the lines. Her plait swung against her hot cheek. Her school bag bumped against her hip, heavy with books and her half-eaten packed lunch. Behind her, she could hear Joanna's feet following in her steps. She didn't turn. Her little sister was always trailing after her, always getting in her way. Now she heard her whimpering,
"Rosie! Rosie, wait for me!" "Hurry up, then," she called over her shoulder.
There were several people between them now, but she caught a glimpse of Joanna's face, hot and red under her dark fringe. She looked anxious. The tip of her tongue was on her lip in concentration. Her foot landed on a crack and she wobbled, hitting another. She always did that. She was a clumsy child who spilled food and stubbed her toes and stepped in dog poo.
"Hurry!"
Rosie repeated crossly, weaving her way past people. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the sky was a flat blue. The light flared on the pavement, hurting her eyes. She rounded the corner towards the shop and was suddenly in the shade, where she slowed to a walk, for the danger was over. The paving stones were replaced by tarmac. She passed the man with the pockmarked face who sat in the doorway with a tin beside him. There weren't any laces in his boots. She tried not to look at him. She didn't like the way he smiled without really smiling. Like her father sometimes, when he was saying goodbye on a Sunday. Today was Monday. Monday was when she missed him most. Waking up to the week and knowing he wasn't there again. Where was Joanna? She waited, watching the other people flow past her. Flurry of youths. A woman with a scarf round her head and a large bag. A man with a stick. And then her sister emerged from the dazzle of light into the shadows. A skinny figure with an oversized bag, knobbly knees and grubby white ankle socks. Her hair was sticking to her forehead. Rosie turned again and walked towards the sweet shop, considering what she would buy. Perhaps the opal fruits. Or perhaps Maltesers. Though it was so hot they would melt on the way home. Joanna would buy the strawberry laces, and her mouth would be pink and smudged. Haley from her class was already in there, and they stood together at the counter, picking out sweets. The opal fruits, she decided. But she had to wait to pay until Joanna arrived. She glanced towards the door, and for a moment she thought she saw something. A blur, a trick of the light, something different, like a shimmer in the hot air. But then it was gone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?